You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, coming to you live from my car. I'm really excited to let everyone know that I found a place. It is beautiful. I'm very grateful for everything that's happened in the last week. So you'll be seeing the new podcast studio in home very soon. Without further ado, I have an amazing guest kicking off National Book Month. We have Elaine Holm. How's it going, Elaine? Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back with you, Monique. It's
you're welcome.
Cold winter weather here. So it's really nice to be inside and doing this today.
Oh, yes, I can imagine, because we did get some rains and wind last night. And I know, Elaine, you're in a little different part of California. We don't have to reveal, but it's good to have you back. For the listeners and viewers that didn't have the pleasure of seeing Elaine before, why don't we catch everybody up, Elaine, on who you are and what Everyday Soul Dances is?
I live in Reno. I love living in Reno. It's a great city. I've been here. This is my 10th year. Prior to that, I lived at Lake Tahoe, and it was amazing, too. I lived in right next to the National Forest and across the street from the lake. So it was a magnificent place to be for 13 years. While I was there, I worked as a marriage and family therapist in Tahoe and also in Carson City. And during the time I was there, because of the forest energy and the lake energy, I started receiving these messages from the energies that I call the divine feminine, those parts that exist in all of us that have to do with goodness, peace, beauty, magnificence, strength, power. And these are energies that live in all of us, although not often expressed. It happens with this energy that men and women have. And it's the counterbalance to the toxic masculinity that is running through our world so much right now. And that energy is so debilitating. It creates crisis after crisis within all of us, and it creates problems that we don't know how to deal with because they're too large. And so these new energies are coming in. And I started receiving specific words from the divine feminine, or the mother, could be Mother Mary, could be all kinds of names, grandmother, spider woman in the Native American tradition, so much beauty. And so I started writing the words down, and she said I was to write a book, and it would be called Everyday Soul Dances, and gave me the first words. So the first part of the book, except for my introduction, are her words, and then her words are also throughout. And what she's doing is telling us that we each have a real, really special place in the universe to carry forth all of these energies that we so often find in the feminine. And we are here to counterbalance these other energies that we all have so much trouble dealing with. And that each of us has a very special, unique place that's unlike any other. And so we need all of us to come together. She talks about us as dear one. And she talks about how magnificent and important we are. She talks about how wise we are, and we are not to stay tiny. We're to honor these energies and put them full out in our world in whatever ways we can. And it's so much fun to know that, because when we do that, we open up to grace and to divine sacred possibilities. And it changes our lives. You know, and the more we do that, the more our lives change. And so that's what I love about this book. It, It's very inspirational. It's also very specific in terms of psychology. My background is in psychology and transpersonal psychology, psychology of the spirit. And I also have been a yogi for many, many decades. And
nice.
I put those together in terms of specific things that we each can do that are very simple, that help us change our state to a more open, more receptive one, and then from there to act. So in our ordinary lives, we're acting from the ego and from this persona, you know, that we put on every day to look a certain way and wear certain clothes, that kind of thing. But when we go deeper, we go inside, we get into our silence, our world opens up. Our inner world opens up. And it is so wonderful to know this and to keep returning to it on a daily basis as best we can. And so the practices in the book, we do these things over and over, the ones that appeal to us, like journal writing or like meditating or like remembering that we're a light being and that we're perfect as we are, and to honor honor and love ourselves and honor and love the other two, because we all carry these divine energies. So that's what the book is about. It's really wonderful. I have 9 meditations in the book, accessible QR codes. And so people can go from the QR code right to the web, Everyday Soul Dance website, and then listen to the recorded meditations. So there's a lot there. It's not.
It's wonderful.
Through. Yeah, it's really wonderful. There's just so much to. I'm very humble that I got to write it.
And very, well, I love that you.
Go ahead.
Yes. And I love that you were able to channel that and bring forth such a magnificent book and a very streamlined book, guys. You know, Everyday Soul Dances does give you it kind of takes it beat by beat, and you can use your QR code. It is up to date. It's very savvy, I would say, Elaine. It's one of the first books I've seen, hardback books, that's implemented QRs and navigating people through it, almost like a lesson, which I really find very smart. You kept people's time in mind, you know. It's you can take bites of the sandwich, so to speak, without being overwhelmed. And you guys, this would make a great holiday gift as we go into the last 3 months of the year. If you're looking to get something special for someone, you're not quite sure what to get them, this Everyday Soul Dance book, I think, would be just the ticket. Where can people purchase the book right now, Elaine?
They can purchase autographed copies from me. And my email is, Elaine Holm, H-O-E-M, at charter.net. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Balboa Press, which is the press that published the book. And you can really order from your independent bookstore and they'll get it for you. So it's easy to find. It's all over the internet.
That's right. That's right. And we're doing some work together. It is all over the internet. And I think your QR codes are really helping. And so we're working on getting it flooded in this area down here as well. So some way, you know, from where you are to where I am, you know, hopefully we just got Everyday Soul Dances in between.
It's so, you're such an addition to the whole process, because you're going to be marketing to the LA area, LA San Diego area. It's really wonderful. And I'm so curious to see what happens with all of that. So it's
same
for that. Yeah.
Thank you for going on that journey with me. So, yeah, we're kicking off National Book Month. Guys, here's your first suggestion, Everyday Soul Dances with Elaine Holm. And, Elaine, you know, what else did you find with writing this book? Did you have any major, like, personal aha moments that maybe, you know, you're implementing from writing this book in your, you know, you're implementing in your life now?
Would you say that question again?
Yeah, like when you know, when you were writing the book, that's okay. When you were writing the book, you know, and getting it down, did you have any personal epiphanies or aha moments, maybe about some things for yourself? Did you gain any clarity about yourself while within your writing process?
Yes, I don't recall any specifics right now, but what the book did for me is, okay, you're writing this. It's wonderful, wonderful spiritual, psychological information. Now you live it. And so I can't be, what's the word? I can't be
hypocritical.
I can't write one set of words and act another way. So
hypocritical.
So what happened is that as this was published in December of 2019. And what's happened since then is I live these ways more and more and more consciously. So they become, so my soulful self, my spiritual self becomes more a part of my life. And I bring those energies into talking with you. You know, I did a little meditation before you came on the air today, and that just settles everything into a new mindset. And so living our sacredness, our spirituality, and letting that inform the rest of our lives is huge. And the more I do this, it's a long answer to your question, but the more I do this, the more I have to say about going inside, becoming quiet, opening to our soulful self instead of, oh, I gotta get all these things done today. It takes so much of that away. And then we can live consciously. We can grow. We can listen for messages or see messages all around us. You know, little birds singing just when I needed to hear something beautiful, you know? These things change state when we're open. We miss them when we're not.
Wow.
So that's how that
beautiful.
And so getting to talk to people about stopping the chaos and finding ways to deal with our traumas and our relationship issues, and then going deep inside to our beautiful soulful selves. That's you know, and we
beautiful.
All do it. It takes attention, it takes constancy, it takes time.
Yeah. But
as we do this, we change our state. And when we change our state, everything around us gets smoother and more loving and more beautiful. And I so appreciate seeing that.
You are really a, you know, a force for positive good. And I really like that you said that you were more conscious about being what you put on those pages, so to speak, and having to live what you're putting out there even more so. And I think that's really kind of the point. It keeps you on track. And yes, stopping the chaos. This last few weeks has been a lot of chaos. I've seen it, and I'm like, wow, it is so. And I remember parts from your book and just parts from knowing, you know, from other teachings and things I'm implementing in my life, but just saying, all right, well, I can either amalgamate to how the chaos is, or I can pull back and create my own force field. And I don't have to go into that. I can pull back and be away from that. I have a choice. So I really have been implementing some of the things, yes, in your book recently, and also some stuff from Abraham and just things that I kind of already know. But in real time, you know, I literally looked around and I'm like, wow, there's a lot going on and I don't have to be a part of it. I, can make a decision and go a different direction. So it's a reminder that we do have control of our outcomes, even when things feel like they're not in control. And as entrepreneurs, there's a lot of things that are not in our control. But what is in our control is what's going to come at us and what we're allowing, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, yes. Elaine, yeah, go ahead. Yes.
The choices are, I just want to give a couple examples of the kind of choices you're talking about. Like in my therapy practice, a lot of people, especially since 9/11, would come in with this huge amount of anxiety because they couldn't stand what was happening in the world, and they felt personally responsible to do something. We can't. You know, we can work within our own world and have great effect. But most of these things are way beyond us. And so we can make choices like to not obsessively watch the news every night if it disturbs us. You know, that's just so important. Or we can take
it really is.
Yeah, it's so important. And just making little simple choices like that. Or we can spend our free time maybe reading magazines or watching TV and then think, what was so great about that? You know, and then instead listening to meditation tapes or reading something that's inspirational. It changes the energies within and without. And it also gives us, we feel more empowered in our lives. And not
That's
having
right.
to fix the craziness outside.
Very well put. You guys, happy National Book Month. This is Elaine Holm, Everyday Soul Dances. Elaine, thank you. You look beautiful in your sparklies. Happy birthday month. I think you're a Libra. I think you told me that. Not to put your business out there, but happy fall. Your hair looks beautiful. And your smile, even better. Come back and see us really soon. And thanks for being here.
I would love to come back. That would be so much fun. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting
me
express these messages. It's wonderful. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Be well. Chat soon. All right, you guys. Next up, we have Trung. Trung, are you there? I thought I saw you in the background. Let's see if he's there. While we're connecting, Trung, I want to say give a shout out to our sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, to Next Level Global Solutions, to Shane, thank you so much. La Casa del Camino, thank you so much. So, you know, without our sponsors, we couldn't be here. And so we thank you for being here. And we're also going to be working on some other things to push us to the fifth year of the startup. And thank you for everybody that believes in this little show. If you have any suggestions for the show, like startup brands or topics, like maybe you're starting a brand that we don't cover, we haven't covered. We've been pretty diverse, but let us know. Write in, email us at the startup with Monique Laray, L-O-R-E, at gmail.com. You can also follow us on social media at the startup with Monique Laray or my personal page, Monique Laray Stinson. And follow LA Talk Radio. We'd love to get those numbers up as well. All right. I think we have Trung in the wings. Hopefully he's coming back. All right. Chung Vu. Hi, Chung. How are you?
Hi, Monique.
You doing? Thank you. Good. Thank you for coming in and spending a little of your Sunday with us. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure.
Yes, introduce yourself and your brand.
Sure. I am Trung Vu. I'm a wealth advisor, motivational speaker, a screenwriter, and an author. I have a book called How to Set Your Sail and Let God Provide the Wind, and I'm an international bestseller. So my goal is to help people reach their goals. And how do you do that and connect to the universe, connect to God?
Yes. Beautiful, you know, alignment with the segment before us with Elaine Holm. You know, her Everyday Soul Dances is kind of going in alignment with what you're talking about today.
Yes.
And I want to say congratulations on your book and happy National Book Month.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great. So let's dive right in. I know that there's a lot of entrepreneurs that really want to make it, that have put all their money into it, you know, that they've poured their heart and soul. How do they connect and feel good about the sales? Like you said, letting God put the win sales. Tell us, how do we put it together, Trung?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the reason I came up with the title is because you can control only so much in your life. Okay, the book is called How to Set Your Sail, meaning that how do you set goals? How do you put plan together to reach your goals, to reach your destination? But at the same time, how do you let go and let miracle happen? And when I came here in as a child, I came here in Vietnam with my parents. We were refugee. I remember running on a beach getting shot at. This is the fall of Saigon. I was 7 years old at the time, and we were stranded at sea for about 2 weeks with limited food. And I came over here, and I did everything I was supposed to do. I went to school. I got excellent grades. I climbed the corporate ladder. I reached success. And I'm like, I'm still not happy. Like, what is the purpose of life? You know?
Is that all there is? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I questioned my purpose. I questioned my goals and stuff like that. And every time when I try to plan things, it just doesn't come my way. And somehow I pray to God, I let go and let God, and things start falling into place. So the things that I'm chasing now are chasing me. I want to teach people how do you find your purpose, you know? And I think that you judge a person's success not on how much money he or she has, but how many lives that they have affected. And I think that we're here on earth to deliver. We all have a purpose, you know? And Mark Twain said it best when he said, the most two important days of your life is the day you were born and the day you found out why. So I want to help people to find their gift, find their purpose, and to live a happy life.
That's really great, because I'm taking advice from the person that sailed at sea and got away from a hostile situation in another country and is a success. That's someone I definitely want to listen to, who's paved their way. You know, I mean, first of all, I'm so grateful that you and your family got here safely. Vietnam is on my list. I was just in Asia earlier this year. Yes, so mad respect for you to make it. I mean, you really are living in your divine, you know, path. And what does it look like for you when taking on another client? Like, what's your dream client at this stage that you can help kind of elevate to the next level?
Well, when we say client, you know, I'm a financial advisor, so I have a lot of wealthy clients, and that's what I do, which we're not talking about that here. But my goal is to help them to find themselves, to find why am I here, and get over these anxieties and obstacles that we deal in life, and just to teach them pretty much how do I cope with life, you know?
Right.
How do I cope with life, and how do I make things better in my life? And then, you know, I mean, realistically, you know, you've got to do your part, but at the same time, you know, you can't control a lot of stuff in your life, and you have to understand that life is not perfect. It is not. It's a roller coaster up and down. So you have to understand that, you know, and then you got to find your purpose to to find your dream, find your purpose to be happy in life. Yeah. And most people do not.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with their life. You know, I mean, most people look forward to the weekend. You know, it's like TGIF. Thank God it's Fridays. I mean, look forward to the weekend. So you're only looking forward to, you know, you're only looking forward to 2 days of the week, and you do that for 40, 50 years, and you die, and then what kind of life is that? You got to find
that
joy
sounds,
in everything.
Yeah, I agree. It sounds really, really hindering, and you're really kind of setting people free. Now, I do believe that, you know, there's enough to go around, and everybody wants something different. For your clients that have made the money, right? They've got the coin, because we're talking about startup entrepreneurs on this show and medium sized to scale. But when we have the wealthy individuals that can not have to worry about a car payment or a mortgage payment ever again, they're looking for something deeper. So you have to take it all the way back, right? You're taking it back to younger years. You have to dig a little deeper for them. Yeah.
So you really got to find your gift. But a thing that I talk about in my book is the first and foremost thing is you got to have a wish goal or a wish board, I call it, you know, a dream board or whatever. And you put all your goals and all your wishes on there. And you have to say, what do I need to do to reach my goal? Okay. And everyone is different. And then what I do is I even cut out pictures and stuff and I put it on there and I look at it. And the true goals are the ones going to stay up there. But the reason that most people do not reach their goal, whatever that may be, financially or health or whatever, is they don't understand that they need to put a price on each of these goals. You know, like if you want to lose weight, what do you got to do? Well, I got to go to the gym. I got to eat right. I got to do this and this. So everything that you want in life has a price tag on it, and it's not monetary. It's about sweat and hard work. So once you understand that, put these prices on there, and when it comes to you, oh yeah, I expect this price. I'm going to pay for that. Because if they don't understand what price is involved in reaching your goals, when the price comes, they're like, oh my God, this is too hard. I can't do it. So you got to put a price on each of your goals, but at the same time, you also need people to help you out, right? I mean, you can't do it alone. You know, you set your plan, you pray to God, but I call this a dream team. I think everyone should have a dream team. And a dream team
is... Say it again louder. Say it again louder for the individuals that feel like they can do it all themselves.
No, you cannot. You need a dream team. You need a dream team. Bill Gates, all the wealthy people or everybody have a dream team that help them reach from point A to point B. And it's not just about your endeavor. You know, so let's say you want to... I want to open up a restaurant. Well, what do you need? Well, I need to get a real estate agent to find a place. I need a manager who manages the place. So you need to identify these people that are on your team, and you need to evaluate them periodically. So, well, are they doing what they're supposed to do? If not, then you need to let them go. But the dream team concept is not only towards business, but towards everything in your life. Everything in your life.
Mm.
Like
I love it.
I'll give you an example. Like my garage, okay. I just had it redone because a friend of mine, he said, "Oh, I can do this. I you know, to recoat the surface and all that." He said, "I can do this. It's not a big deal." He charged me $800. I believed in him because he's a friend, and he just messed everything up. It was horrible.
And
I lost that friendship, you know. And I said, "Well, you know." I said, "You should give me my money back." Because I trusted you, and he will not take my call. He will not take my text, and he just took the $800, and he just walked off. So I have to hire another company. I hired another company that charges me $2,000 and did an amazing, amazing job. So don't have people on your team because they're just your friend or your neighbor or your loved ones or whatever. Yeah. Hire the people that are good at what they do. Get some references, and you can reach your goal by having the right people on your team. And not just your endeavor, but everyday life. That's my recommendation.
That's beautiful. Beautiful recommendation. I'm sorry about the collateral damage. It sounded like that friend was probably on the way out if it's over 800. Because at least you can communicate and say, hey, I don't have it. I needed to pay a bill. Can I give you half? Can I make a payment? Communication, everybody, is the key. If you don't have it, communicate and try to work it out. It is a lesson. I've learned a lot of lessons this last week, I tell you. But I would love to have you back on the show where we can have you and spend more time with you. Trung Vu, thank you so much for your time on Sunday. Pitch your book one more time and where they can purchase it.
Yes, it's called How to Set Your Sail and Let God Provide the Wind. So you can go to Barnes & Noble or you can go to Amazon. I got great ratings there. And if people want me to do talks and stuff like that, they can contact Amy at Authority Speakers Agency. And the phone number for that is 904-900-2666. So I'd be more than happy to give a motivational talk to your team or your organization or what have you. But, you know, the first and foremost thing that we have to understand is that we have to follow our purpose, follow our passion, because if we find our purpose, the world will find a friend. Absolutely.
Wow. I love that. I hope you coined that. That's fabulous. We also have to get you out here to Beverly Hills in January for Emmys Week, the Celebrity Gifting Suite. We'd love to have you come bring some books and talk to some celebs. Maybe you can help some people.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love to do that. I'd be more than
yes.
happy to.
All right, good. All right, good. Well, mark your calendar. I will get with you and your people. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I will be back in my new home. You're welcome. I will be here at my new home studio. What will you start up today? Thank you for rocking with me and Trung and Elaine. See you soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.